nobody around. I smell myself. I go by the ounce, Y2K, not today. I write a check in the bank bond. Super Bowl used to be my nickname. If you ask about love, no money back guarantee when I'm above. Pretty man. If you wanna be my baby, got to tell me so. I'm a confident lady. That you wanna get with the pretty man. Maceo, brother, can you blow? Pretty from Harlem, off to Tokyo. Wait, stop, go. Maceo, can you?
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday. To the Sunday, May 7th, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And the last few shows I've announced that the PDF for these shows, the text of these shows, I'm posting in addition to the normal place or the usual spot on the blog page by the current date, can be found on the Prince songs discussed in these shows page, which is also on the blog page. And I've also been announcing the current draft that was just uploaded this morning. As folks who've been listening know, there's interference, regular, daily, minute-by-minute interference with these shows going out. So I like to let folks know the current draft number, which is 706, uploaded this morning. Sisters and brothers, a false choice is being given to the people of the West as power attempts to negotiate its continued existence. A choice between so-called openness, its definition reduced to economic integration across borders, and we must never forget that so long as it exists, we will ever be but economic factors to the class system. And this reduction in scope of that word openness is an intention to co-opt Karl Popper's, which is the established sense of the word open, which he uses in the title to his book, The Open Society and Its Enemies. Those enemies being the power-obsessed, wedded to the totalitarian mindset, notions from Plato, whose thoughts they use as the pattern and legitimating authority for their own. This false choice is between so-called openness and narrow nationalism. This is one of numerous examples we're being subjected to in this endgame moment of power's favorite strategy, constructing lose-lose options for us through their exclusive hold on the definitions, the common meanings of things we depend on to develop trust and solidarity between us. Because of the totalitarian nature of class, which is expressed in Proudhon's observation that if we must begin our systematic analysis of society with a paradox, we must, if we reason correctly, meet with paradoxes at every step and must end with paradoxes. All of the stratagems of the 10,000 or so Plato's tribesmen for holding on to their exclusive right, quote unquote, of decision making for the entire population of the planet must, we will find, if we strip back the ruses and lies global statesmen hide behind, resolve into a lose-lose. Those of us motivated by love must, of course, base our strategic planning on the imperative of crafting, of cultivating, clarifying, and promoting win-wins, because true society requires all of us, as Proudhon says, and that's what really stands out, Proudhon's attention to this important point. The false choice, economic integration under the management of global statesmen versus narrow nationalism, is a choice between what we got now and what we got now, between mere words and more mere words. Nothing changes but the faces and the clubs, they beat us with. Not to minimize that too much. But trust, if you're getting beat with an EMF, it's a disaster that we don't want to rank. We don't want to establish in hierarchical order the tortures they inflict on us. And some may not rank. Some may not include among those tortures giving up their dreams in order to fulfill the schemes of power. But I do. So they got nothing for us. Only we can give us what we truly need, our inherent freedom. So this false choice is false because possession of our bodies and our common earth remains in the hands of those 10,000 Plato's tribesmen, those bottomless holes for souls, God roll hopefuls. Quote from this week's New York Times, although they have historically opposed Ms. Le Pen's far-right National Front and have urged members to vote against her, several major labor unions also fought the job market overhauls that Mr. Macron defended as economic minister and that he wants to expand if elected. And that's from the article, Unions in France Split Over Supporting Macron, a centrist running against a far-right foe, by Aurélien Breeden of the New York Times, of May 2nd, 2017. Truth tells us, and ever more strongly so over the ages of class, through each successive reincorporation of it in our prophets who stand against it, that, as Socrates says, big souls are men and women of the world. What does this mean practically in 2017, with power operating with no accountability, behind buffers, shields, and behind hidden actors and practices? If this is not what we want, how do we determine and move globally toward what we do want? And how do we discuss this when, at breakneck pace, power crafts the definitions to suit its own interests and shoves them in our face? Nation, particularly the power guys want to claim in the end game. Why? Our definition of nation must be Proudhon's, that which helps us realize our inherent freedom. Quote from Proudhon, liberty, and the word for his meaning we've been using is freedom. Liberty is essentially an organizing force to ensure equality between men and peace among nations. Agriculture and industry and the centers of education, business, and storage must be distributed according to the climate, and the geographical position of the country, the nature of the products, the character and natural talents of the inhabitants, etc., in proportions so just, so wise, so harmonious, that in no place shall there ever be either an excess or a lack of population, consumption, and products. There commences the science of public and private right, the true political economy. It is for the writers on jurisprudence, henceforth unembarrassed by the false principle of property, to describe the new laws and bring peace upon earth. Knowledge and genius they do not lack. The foundation is now laid for them. Unquote. Proudhon has thought through the true role of nation, and far from seeing any conflict between our owning ourselves, which requires decommissioning or deconstruction of the system of class, and nation, sees the end of the authority of man over man as the basis for the forming of true equality between us, and so as the basis for society to exist. This is one of those dispossessions and redefinitions that power relies on to preserve its existence, and this particular one, the redefinition of nation, Karl Popper has shown us, was a gift from Hegel. We've discussed this numerous times in these shows. This discussion turns our attention to one of the issues we named as recurring, and so nagging us as significant, at the end of last week's, which was the April 30th, 2017 show, recorded in the audio file, Time's Meaning Revealed in Dreams. This frame defining the nation unifies all the issues we left pending. Decommissioning the system, growing up requires owning ourselves and regaining our voices, and the importance of having the words, the language with which to describe and discuss both the abuse we've experienced under class and the alternative to it.